This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops, we're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you
Friday. Let's see, today on the radio show, we have a suddenly very busy day on the radio show because we have, we got Jason Smith. He'll be calling in at, we'll be talking to him in the next segment at 9:30. We have Chris Harrington. Straight up at 10 o'clock. And we have Laird Veach, who is going to be joining us here any moment now because there is big news out of the University of Memphis. So that's the lineup. We got Jason Smith, we got Chris Harrington, and we have Laird Veach, the athletic director from the University of Memphis. And he is, in fact, joining us now. Laird, how are you, sir? Yeah.
It's, as you can imagine, I'm pretty good.
It seems like a good day at the University of Memphis. Can you tell us the happy news?
Yes. So very, very thankful to tell you the happy news. We are incredibly grateful for the very forward-thinking and visionary leadership at FedEx. As you know, they've been incredible supporters of ours for some time, but they are taking it to a whole new level and going directly to our student-athletes, which is going to impact us all in an incredible way. So they are committing to $5 million annually for 5 years across multiple sports, which, as far as we know, is by far the largest commitment of its kind. Particularly from a Fortune 50 company to hometown student athletes, it's really a massive example of when NIL was intended to be on the front end, and we believe kind of signals sort of a new direction and new credibility for a real NIL from a world leader in sports sponsorships. How about that?
Well, that's tremendous news. $5 million over 5 years. I want to get to the point about it, when NIL is supposed to be here in just a moment. But first of all, it is for football, men's basketball, women's basketball, and other women's sports. Is that right? Where is this $5 million going?
Yeah, that is correct. So the way that NIL works, as you are likely aware, is, you know, sponsors, you know, particularly in an incredible way like this from FedEx, actually choose which student athletes. The way this will work is FedEx will identify, you know, what all, you know, promotions they want to utilize our student athletes for, events in the community. They've got all kinds of things that are brainstormed. They're starting it, of course, at the spring game tomorrow. I'm going to have several student athletes handing out a lot of footballs and doing other fun things for our fans. But, you know, throughout the year, there'll be multiple opportunities, a lot with FedEx Cares, et cetera. So they will select the student athletes. They will then, you know, work with Altius. I don't know if we have talked before about Altius.
Yeah. Altius is helping you all with NIL, right? They're the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're, you know, big in the NIL space. We're one of the first few schools that have actually worked with them to bring a couple of their staff members full time to Memphis. So they are housed right within our department, and they essentially serve as the agency for FedEx. So FedEx will select student athletes, and then Altius will work with our student athletes to put a contract in place, you know, make sure that they deliver on what they're there to perform for those services, and then manage all the payments and everything back to them. So it's a really good system. It's something we've been working on for some time, and we really believe it's the future of where this thing will head.
When you say that it's what NIL is meant to be, what do you mean by that?
I mean by that, you know, that when NIL first surfaced, the thought was, if you recall way back, was that it allowed for, you know, companies to hire student athletes directly for traditional endorsements or sponsorships. And what happened was these, you know, collectives surfaced as a way, you know, candidly, to be competitive. And that's, you know, what we've done, and we are incredibly appreciative to the 901 Fund, and we're going to need those things to continue to be competitive. But, you know, this allows us to, I think, look at NIL the way it was intended to be on the front end. Now, obviously, it's a massive example of it, and will include a lot of student athletes and a lot of investment. But it is what it was supposed to be. And I think that this kind of thought process of having major corporate support, NIL support for student athletes, is possibly one of the few sustainable ways that NIL can move forward. And if you think about, you know, the challenge of all the money we're raising and how much we're trying to ask of our people, and people have been incredibly supportive here. We do have real, you know, generous folks that are helping us. It's going to get more and more difficult. So we have to be in a position to unlock opportunities like this and create more and more pathways for companies to really come in and, you know, essentially underwrite our teams and our student athletes in this way. And obviously, we're hopeful that other companies in Memphis will consider doing the same thing. And that, you know, maybe not at that same exact level, but
right.
but at a level that, you know, they feel like you know, can be helpful. And we can get creative and find ways to really help their companies in the process.
Well, and it's funny. I was talking to Brian Phillips at FedEx, who's head of marketing and communications, I believe. I don't have his exact title here, but that's the point that he was making. Is that FedEx, of course, is one of the great marketing companies in the world. So in addition to the money coming in, to be partnered with one of the great marketing companies in the world that isn't just shoveling money at athletes, which is great in terms of competitiveness, but is going to actually use those athletes. He was talking to me about how they want to be more digital, they want to be younger, and that it's actually a way for them to, you know, they don't mess around, right? I mean, they're going to use this to try to improve their business.
No question. Absolutely. And, you know, that's when I say it signals real credibility, that's what I mean. I mean, you have arguably one of the biggest, largest, definitely most creative for decades in the sports sponsorship space, stepping in a big way on true NIL. And, you know, that tells you that there's real value in it, right? That tells you that there is a way to make this really work, not only for the company, but they also see the big picture. They see how successful athletics at the hometown university impacts the university, impacts the city, and therefore impacts their company. So it's a very big picture thought, yeah. but it's really awesome.
And they also have stockholders that they have to answer to, so they can't. It has to be a something that makes sense from a business perspective for them as well. In terms of what this does regarding competitiveness at the University of Memphis, it's obviously. But I think we've talked before, and you've said that within the conference, you feel pretty comfortable about that. You're towards the top in NIL. Resources, but obviously this elevates the university both within the conference and nationally, enables you to be more competitive in these sports.
Absolutely, there's no question. I mean, it does elevate us to a highly competitive NIL space, and it is something that's sustainable at the same time, I think if you ask many athletic directors around the country, I don't know that they would be in a position to say that. It certainly within our competitive set, this puts us right at the top, but we're also aspiring to be, even higher. As you know, we've talked many, many times about trying to compete at the highest level. And, this puts us on par with many. It doesn't necessarily mean we are, at the very top of the NIL world. And we are going to need people to continue to support. So, there's a 50% match component to this. So FedEx is pushing this forward, asking the, Memphis Tiger Nation to step up with another $2.5 million. So then that would put us at a total of 7.5 in NIL, across, multiple sports. That's an incredible way to continue the momentum in this thing.
It's been a good year for the University of Memphis. Obviously there's been, there are ups and downs and challenges every day, every month, and every season and every sport. But, let's be honest. Let's go back to help the way that FedEx unlocked this stadium dilemma that we were in. And now that was the Smith family, unlocked the stadium dilemma that we were in. And then this, which is from the company itself, it's pretty extraordinary. Hard to imagine.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. What's amazing about it to me is that the Smith family and FedEx executives. I mean, it is. I was able to meet with their executive team here a while back, and they really get it, and they see things at a level that most just don't see, and it goes. They recognize that. This isn't just about helping our football and basketball teams win. It's about helping them that the impact of what that means, if we're really successful, and how that helps the university and how that helps the city. It is a big thought, and they just see things in a way that many don't, and they see beyond kind of the obvious thing that's in front of them and look to be innovative and creative. And they've been doing that for decades. It goes back to the FedEx Orange Bowl, right? I mean, if you think back, they were one of the very first to embrace these kind of things. And, it's what's made that company great.
In other words, it's not just the money that itself will help Memphis, but it's the exposure then that Memphis will get across multiple platforms that will also help elevate the profile of the university.
Yeah, absolutely. And, this announcement in itself is going to get, significant right. national news. And, that helps not only the company, but it helps Memphis and, everybody involved. And really just working with them over the last several months on this in the background, kind of putting this together. It is so impressive working with that company. If you take a look at, we just released, FedEx just released a video that they produced putting this together. And when you see it, you see just how professional and well done it is. I mean, it's just impressive when you bring those kind of resources to the table and partner with them in this way. They have a way of, elevating everybody around them.
So what will people see? You said this starts as early as the spring game tomorrow. That's obviously at 3 o'clock. I think gates open at 2 o'clock. Parking opens at 11 o'clock. A nice little boost of enthusiasm as we head into the weekend. But so how will we see the first unfolding of this manifest itself tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be sort of a celebration of this in many ways, and we hope people will come out to experience that. FedEx has got a lot of footballs autographed that they're going to be giving away, hundreds that they're going to be giving away to fans. They're going to have some of our other student athletes handing them out. It's going to be things like that initially. But, you know, after that, they've talked about, you know, Mother's Day promotions and student move out, helping students move out of the dorms and you know, a lot of online kind of social presence to, you know, FedEx Cares initiatives and, of course, the FedEx St. Jude golf tournament. And, you know, there's just opportunity after opportunity to really engage our student athletes. And you think about that beyond just the money, right? If you step back and think, okay, so if I'm a student athlete, I can go to Memphis. And not only do I have, you know, a very publicized opportunity to potentially, you know, receive some NIL financial support, but I also get to interact with a Fortune 50 company in all kinds of networking ways around this city. I mean, it's just an amazing, you know, win-win-win for everybody.
And can't help but help in all the things that you want to do in the future, including realignment questions and everything else. So, well, congratulations, Laird. Now, the problem, of course, is I do want to emphasize all of this. Both the stadium had a matching component, and this gift has a matching component. So for the listeners out there, it would be nice for them to dig deep as well.
Yes, yes. And we've actually made that easier than ever, as you might imagine. So, you know, I know that the NIL world can be difficult for fans to get their head around. But it is as simple, if they choose to, you know, making a donation. So as opposed to, we've tried to simplify that. So fans can now go to gotigersgo.com/NIL. So
yep.
gotigersgo.com/NIL. They can go directly there, select the sport, and make a gift, and that'll still be routed through the 901 fund, through our collective, because that's the way, you know, we have to do it these days. And the 901 fund is going to continue to be great and supportive and do things as good as they always have. But we're trying to simplify that for fans. So hopefully they'll be willing to just jump right in there and help us achieve this match and keep this momentum going so we can, you know, continue to take it to new heights.
Laird, congratulations. Nice, fabulous news here on a Friday morning. Thank you very much, and spend the money wisely. Not you. Not you.
Not me.
Not you. Not you. Yeah. I'm sure they will. Thank you, Laird. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
How about that? How about that?
Wow,
it's funny. It was last night was a pretty quiet day in sports, right? We didn't have any NBA. The hockey's wrapping up, but that's really it. You got baseball, of course, and so like among the things I have you know, written down to talk about today. By the way, Jeffrey's not here today. I think we should mention that. And it's weird, odd that Jeffrey's away and all of a sudden.
Well, when I come in, I bring $25 million over 5 years.
That's, you know, very impressive.
Via you and Laird Veach,
Impressive contribution Brad.
Thanks.
And so,
good to
be here. So, like, I had various things I was going to talk about.
That's great.
It's the, and I'm sure you know this, it's the Tortured Poets Department release.
Yeah, of course.
Tonight.
I did somehow see this.
I have been invited to a Tortured Poets Department release party.
Tell me about this.
How about that? Well, you know, Lexi Johnston is the official, she's the official Taylor Swift correspondent for the Jeff Hawkins Show.
It's the release.
And she is having a Tortured Poets Department release gathering of some kind.
Did this drop? It drops at midnight or it already
dropped? No. Like at 7, the first song, I think.
Okay.
I think it's 7.
All right.
If Lexi has me clued in correctly, I think it's 7 o'clock. So I have that written down.
7 p.m. or 7? It's already out. I don't know.
7 p.m.
Okay,
7
tonight. Tonight.
And then I want you to know that the official sex therapist of the Jeff Hawkins Show.
Love her.
Jennifer Valley. Yeah. She sent me some interesting news yesterday. She sent me a piece about, because I guess Tiger was doing an abstinence thing, right? Tiger was doing I'm going to abstain from sex before a tournament. She sent me. There are definitely times in Tiger's career where he probably would have abstaining from sex would have done him.
Certainly. During marriage when there were.
So I had that written down to talk about.
We obviously there's a lot there.
We have the play-in games tonight
yep.
To talk about. I got some NFL draft stuff that's super interesting. And then
there's actually a good bit for a non-sports day. Would you say that? Well, is that fair?
There was some good stuff. I mean, a new mock draft dropped on. I mean, a new top 10 ranking dropped. Over at The Athletic.
All quarterbacks?
No, this is the basketball one.
Oh, the basketball one.
Basketball one is interesting. I may talk to Chris Harrington a little bit about that. But it was a bit of a, let's just say this, it was a bit of a catch-all. And then this morning at 7:30, the news dropped.
What an announcement.
A couple of national outlets and the CIA all had it exactly at 7:30. And so I've been making calls, and Laird was gracious enough to come on because I do think that this is the kind of thing it's been an interesting year in the university. Like it this fall, it's been sort of a tumultuous year. We had all the stadium money fights, right? And then we had a football program that seemed to be struggling, but then finished with a flourish. But then we had a basketball program that was crushing it and then collapsed. And you look around, and right now, let's be honest, given the nature of the conference, given the recent disappointments in basketball, given this incredible NIL gulf, given this, you know, it has felt like and even the Super League that was being pitched by certain college people that would have appeared to leave Memphis out, it has felt like a fairly challenging time, even as the stadium is a challenging time for the University of Memphis, hasn't it? Like, it's felt like you're...
I think that listeners of this station will characterize it as tumultuous. Having said that, if you drive through the campus, you've got the new Shite Music Center.
Oh, I'm
you've
not
got
saying yes.
This donation today. You've
no,
got
that,
the,
no, that's
the
what
big
I'm saying.
Smith fan. Like, in totality, the R1 from 23, I mean, it's been a hell of a good year.
I meant athletically. It's been a bit of a...
athletically for basketball, football's finished good.
What you see is... Yeah, I mean the conference stuff. Like, you see... It feels like you're on an ice floe and you see the rest of the big boys floating away from you over there, further and further.
I've moved past that, Jeff.
But this is the kind of thing that has an incredible impact for all the reasons that we just discussed with Laird. First of all, it is $5 million a year for 5 years. So it is a continuing commitment. It is, in addition to the money that will end up in the pockets of these student athletes, you are doing it with truly one of the great marketing companies in the world. There are, you know, when Joe Schmo car dealer gives $1 million to the NIL because he has an ego invested in his favorite school or whatever else. That's great too. That's, mind you, they aren't turning that down.
They want it.
But they're not going to turn that money. They're not going to then create marketing opportunities and ads that elevate the students, elevate the profile of the program. Whereas FedEx, they have stockholders. They are one of the great marketing companies in the entire world. And they will be using University of Memphis athletes in those. As Laird said, this news itself is creating ripples. Like, there's a story up at The Athletic about it.
Ross Dellinger put it out.
Well, yeah, like it was obviously embargoed. And so at 7:30, there were a bunch of national outlets and the CIA all sort of released it simultaneously. And it is creating national news
certainly
itself.
Yeah. Because of the company, too. That's probably...
And because of the level of the commitment. This is, as far as people can tell, the largest public commitment that a company has made in the NIL space, period.
Right.
And so it is creating national news, and it is another reason why, by the way, when we talk about why I have always thought that Memphis was overlooked in... unfairly overlooked in the realignment stuff is I don't think people outside of Memphis understand how much Memphis means in Memphis. And so you can have SMU, but it doesn't deliver you Dallas. You can have Houston. It doesn't deliver you Dallas. You can support, you know, you pick it. You can support UCF. It doesn't deliver Orlando. You can support South Florida if you want. It doesn't deliver. But if you support the University of Memphis, it delivers Memphis to you.
That's right.
And you see it, the evidence of that in the fact that FedEx is as dug in and as committed as it is. This is not the first thing. I mean, FedEx has, you go back to when the Grizzlies moved here. Michael Heisley would say, he was looking at Louisville, and he was looking at New Orleans, and he was looking at Memphis, and he said right up front, the biggest difference is FedEx. David Stern wanted to be involved, wanted the NBA involved with FedEx. And so it's for the university to be involved. Like the NBA wanted to be involved with FedEx. For the university to be involved with FedEx is, it's not just the money. It's the prestige. And for a school that is sometimes seen as sort of hard scrabble, rough around the edges, that branding that it gets for being part of FedEx is absolutely critical. I did text with Richard Smith this morning about it, and this is what he said. He said, this is all part of trying to get good things happening in Memphis, putting our city on the map in a positive way, and recapturing the momentum we were seeing just before the pandemic. It's a win-win for FedEx and for Memphis to pioneer a program like this, which will ensure our athletic teams playing in the improved Liberty Bowl and FedEx Forum facilities are highly competitive. So there you go. That is some spectacular news. Wow. Now, how it works will be interesting. Altius, as Laird said, is on campus. The 901 fund is still involved. When I was talking to the FedEx folks this morning, what they said was, you know, it's not like every athlete is going to get X amount of money. Like some places say, whatever, every athlete is going to get $10,000.
It's exact
right? Yeah, no, it's not that. They are going to, FedEx is going to work with Altius and with the 901 fund to identify different spokespeople for different campaigns. And for different purposes. And so that is evidently how it's going to work. Again, it is $5 million for 5 years. It is advertised as being for men's basketball. Plays at FedEx Forum. That makes sense, right? You know, that makes sense. For men's football, which is playing in the Liberty Bowl, which will be refurbished with money from the Smith family. Smith family.
Yeah.
That's not, you have to distinguish that a little bit. That's a Smith family gift.
Okay.
Women's basketball, and then it says other women's sports.
Good.
I don't know what that means in terms of other women's sports. You got to figure the women's soccer program is pretty happy with this announcement, right? You got to figure that is going to happen too. But it is obviously an incredible red letter day. For the University of Memphis and for FedEx. So that is great. Oh, by the way, Charles tells me the album is out. That was a surprise.
Oh,
it was a surprise.
She's got us with the tortured poets.
I'm giving people bad information. Came out at midnight.
Okay.
Tonight is the video at 7 Central.
Thank you, Charles.
That's where it was. And it was a double album, 31 tracks. Charles is trying to be. He tries desperately to be the official.
No, he's an associate producer.
He is our backup. He is our backup in terms of that. But
amazing.
So there you go. Okay. That certainly suggests brighter days are ahead for the football program.
Wow.
And for the basketball program. Really extraordinary. All right, we're going to take a break here in a minute. We have other sports to talk about. We also have Jason Smith to talk to, Chris Harrington to talk to. We do have a lot to get to. Who knows? Someday I might get to this story that was sent to me by the official sex therapist, the Jeff Calkins Show, Jennifer Valley, on abstinence. But I don't know. It's the day has filled up. Before then, I will tell you. If you're someone that struggles with gambling, the Gambling Clinic is there for you. They're not anti-gambling. They're over at the University of Memphis, honestly, and they've helped hundreds and hundreds of people since 1999. Since 1999, they have helped hundreds and hundreds of folks. And what they do is they set up individual appointments with an expert on gambling addiction, because about 5% of the people who do gamble will struggle with it. And so when we do these ads, like, it's great. Like, I, you know, use FanDuel. I talk about FanDuel all the time. But if you find yourself spending too much money, ignoring your family, you know, if it's taking a toll emotionally or financially, there's help. And if that applies to you or someone you someone in your family or someone you love, reach out to the Gambling Clinic, thegamblingclinic.com. When we come back, Jason Smith joins us. It is the Jeff Calkins Show.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
29 FM ESPN. NBA playoffs. FanDuel is giving all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. So if you win, you win. That's great. Place your same-game parlay over at FanDuel. If you don't win, get bonus bets back. That's true if you are a new user or an existing user. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Shoot your shot on America's number one sportsbook. No sweat, same game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 old and present Tennessee. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Joined now by Jason Smith. Jason and John on every single day from 11 until 2. Jason, we just had Laird on telling us the good news about the University of Memphis and FedEx, 5 years, $5 million commitment in NIL. That's impressive, isn't it?
Very, just like you grabbing him to start the show. I thought that was a great interview, very timely of you. And, yeah, I think we learned a lot more just in sort of hearing the giddiness in his voice about, yeah, I mean, there's no, it's potentially, a landmark news for this athletics department. I think it is. I think I could take the potentially off, because there's nothing, it doesn't feel like, and from listening to Laird and everything you read and from hearing you and you've talked to the FedEx folks, doesn't feel like there's anything like this outside the power structure. And there's few in the power structure that have a corporation, but like FedEx behind them in this way, with this kind of commitment for 5 years. You don't have to worry about, we've had the conversation about what Memphis right. doesn't have, and they, you're going to have to go around and knock on the same doors. This is a commitment, no matter how you perform, on the court. And we've often factored that in into, oh my gosh, they're going to be able to raise the NIL. For 5 years, you're good. It's in the bank. And, you bring the $2.5 million that they've asked you to match each five, and Laird added it up to $7.5 million. I mean, that's got to put you in, and I realize that'll be spread over football, basketball. And listen, I'm so happy for Brooks and the women's soccer program. If anybody deserves it,
yeah.
If any program over there deserves a little kick, a little infusion of some cash in NIL, it's that women's soccer program. And you hope it'll filter down enough that they do, that they feel the impact. But for all of them, spreading 7.5 over your programs for the next 5 years, I mean, that's huge. And yes, who can beat you outside of the power structure? Laird said you're right at the top, and then it makes you so attractive, doesn't it, for that power structure that's often said, well, you don't have enough. And I mean, shout out to Laird. You got to start thinking, listening to him, and you start thinking about, well, where does this put him, in terms of, because we'd asked. I mean, you look now, and he's been part of overseeing this unlocking the deal on Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, where you get the renovations done because you unlock it with the $50 million. You get ownership of that facility, on his watch here. And now you're getting this, you know, landmark deal in NIL that maybe this is. Maybe it puts you in this position, and maybe it happens with him, you know, still here, maybe somewhere else, but he certainly put Memphis in this position to now say, you know, when this next round of realignment comes up, who's better positioned? And so if he's been the guy that's overseen that, I mean, that's that in terms of the ADs at Memphis now and what they've done. I mean, okay, RC, you know, hired Cal, took basketball to new heights, right? We say Bowen fixed football. Laird, it feels like, and maybe, you know, maybe I'm getting crazy with it, but it does. Potentially with what this could do, it could set him above all in terms of if this is what positions you to get, you know, and I'll throw in another guy, Dr. David Rutt, president, yes, but also had a lot to do with sort of this movement. But if Laird Veach is the guy that's sort of overseen this, wow, in terms of his impact as AD, a lot of it's always who you hired. This is impacting it in a way that affects the entire landscape and maybe unlike we've seen from any AD who's ever been over there. So, that I mean, that's got to be taken into consideration now, too,
I think
depending
that,
upon what this does. But
I think it raises his
profile in terms of what he's done in his time now as AD. These are huge, potentially, especially if they're the, you know, sort of the last final pieces that, you know, you finally make the power structure break down and say, you know what, we got to let Memphis in.
It's interesting. I think you're exactly right. And Laird obviously has been mentioned in connection with the open job at Missouri. But quietly, like he is not a guy who is out front a lot. But in the end, if we talk about coaching as a bottom line business and AD's bottom line business too, and if he is able to, under his watch, you just got to give him credit. If he's able to get that stadium remade, which some people scoffed at, the idea that they'd be able to raise that kind of money or get that done, and now overseeing this, having Altius, like, it's just a professionally run department. And he is obviously works well with the folks at FedEx and the president of the university as well. Gets credit for that as well. But it shows the continuing commitment of FedEx to the university. But I think you're right. I think a quiet star of this has to be Laird. Do you think, like I was just talking to John about this off the air, and I'm sure you all have this discussion on your show. Obviously, it helps you be more competitive on the field. The question is, how much of a feather in your cap do you think this is, or an asset this is, when it comes to future realignment discussions, right? That's always sort of uppermost in our minds, although maybe for some they've given up emotionally, fans have given up emotionally. But how much realistically do you think this helps?
It's hard to say realistically right now, but it has to. And it's not just this, it's sort of the momentum Memphis has built, again, taking over that facility now, you know, it's ours. It's not something that's controlled by the city. That's got to help you. And now, in terms of the renovations that could that you know, the $220 million in renovations that are going to happen, it's all of it together. It's the things that they've been able to hold against you. And then again, when you've got the pop of FedEx that's now pulling out, you know, from the naming rights deal up in Washington and telling people we want to go younger, right? We want to go the younger generation, and we're gonna show you how we're gonna do it. We're gonna get behind the hometown school. Who else has got that? And so that has to move the needle. You know, again, do they want to let you in? No, nobody's ever gonna do it. But can they deny you now? Is the difference? It feels sort of like, I mean, SMU bought its way in. You know, when you've got this kind of help. Perhaps it's some of that. We've talked. And listen, Jeff, I heard Laird say it. FedEx doesn't have to be the only one. And a lot of times when you got the big dog in the room now saying, hey, I'm about to do the work. A lot of times what happens, you could hear Laird say it, you'll have others jump on. So whether it's what's to keep international paper or some other corporation saying, you know what, we're going to jump in now. I mean, I think of Penny Hardaway when he was at East, Mike Miller when he was at Houston. Everybody came, right? And that could be what this is for Memphis in terms of it doesn't just have to be FedEx. It could be more. And maybe you're not talking about $7.5 million. You're talking about $10 million because somebody wants to throw on another $2.5 million because they see, you know, something like this popping and they want to be a part of it. And so you've got an opportunity here where this doesn't just have to be the ceiling. It can be even more when you've got, again, a giant like FedEx saying, you know what, we're gonna pour in. We're gonna separate Memphis from the rest of the pack. And again, stop all these conversations about what it doesn't have and put them so far ahead in a position where, again, perhaps they can't deny it. So to answer your question, I mean, realistically, I mean, of course they're gonna wanna tell you no. They always wanna tell you no, Memphis. That's been our history. But can they now? Can they truly do it? We know the doors at some point are going to reopen, and you've got to be as attractive as anything that's on the outside right now with deals like this coming through. And who knows? Again, maybe the momentum continues to build, and more are jumping on with FedEx saying, we want to help separate Memphis. You know, we're tired of the Memphis have-not story. Let's make them one of the haves.
Yeah, I think in it really helps in two ways. I mean, first of all, winning is like, in the end, winning helps to make you undeniable. Like, why was Cincinnati attractive, right? They had the best football team outside of the Power Five that year, right? I mean, easily. So
right.
If you're not winning, you got no shot. And this helps you win. And, I mean, let's be clear. This helps you win. And if you are all the school outside the power structure that is kicking down the doors every year, that makes you more compelling. So there's that part of it. And then there's the part of it that is, I really do think the FedEx brand is gold-plated, right?
It's their marketing, exactly.
Yeah.
Like that video, you saw it this morning that they put out, that's, you know, you get goosebumps. It's like, we're partnering up with Memphis. You know, I mean, even up to the high five with the tiger, you know, the FedEx employee. I mean, who's got that? Who has that?
Yeah, and particularly, I don't mean this in any, the University of Memphis brand is not gold plated. It's gotten better. Like it's improved to tier one university and whatever else.
Sure.
But people somewhat, you know, look askance at the University of Memphis for one reason or another, right?
Yeah.
So particular for that university to have such a gold plated brand associated with it, helps elevate the brand of the University of Memphis in a really important way.
Oh, it absolutely does. And it's sort of, you know, I read a column from Mark on this morning. He touched on this. You know, we remember when NIL started, and Lair touched on this too, the hope was, right, Memphis could put itself in a different sort of position because of companies like FedEx.
Right.
Right. And I think even at one point we thought Jalen Duren. There was never significant reporting on it, but was Jalen Duren going to have a FedEx deal? But this is what, and Mark said, it's sort of what we dreamed of when we started this process, that Memphis could perhaps potentially separate itself with the help of a company like FedEx. Because that, you know, FedEx isn't just Memphis, it's worldwide. And so you combine, like you said, Jeff, it's their strength that you're now pumping into your brand. And so it absolutely strengthens you, and this is what we had hoped, right? That they could, that because of that company, because of Fred Smith, that it could benefit this university, this athletic department in that way. And it now seems to have come to fruition. The best part about it, again, this is not maybe the best part, but it won't be tied necessarily to performance. You have a down year, whatever else,
right.
That money's still going to be there. That's part of Memphis's issues, because you've got a limited amount of donors, right? The big money folks that you go around to all the time, it's the same people. And so are they going to be doing it year to year? Well, you can throw that out, at least with this deal, having to worry about it for the next 5 years. You know, you come up with your 2.5, and again, I just think the momentum of all of a sudden you got, you know, with your 2.5 that you're matching and they're five, you know, the possibility that you could get more, I think, is up there. I think you could hear it, in, like I said, in Laird's voice. I think he's hopeful they can raise the ceiling even higher. And again, when you've got something, when you've got FedEx backing you, I think a lot more people will be, and a lot more corporations might be willing to jump in. Yeah, let's go be a part of separating Memphis. It feels huge. It feels absolutely huge for the universe.
You're exactly right. Like, as the team was struggling down the stretch, here's what we would say. We would say, if you were the guy who pitched in for Javon Quinterly, you know, you're going to do that again this year? Whereas this takes that away. Because they're not in.
No question.
FedEx isn't in this about the performance of one player or anything else. It's a
exactly.
corporate commitment over 5 years that will not rise and fall depending on whether a player has, you know, more turnovers than assists, right?
It's also no question, and that's a huge. I think that's the biggest part of this. It'll be there. It's also a great thing. I'm sure Ryan Silverfield and Penny Hardaway and Brooks, like we talked about the women's soccer program, right? You want this, you need this, because you looked at SMU last year, and didn't we hear how much they're paying per player and everything else, and how it's what you don't have. You know, it's a double edged sword, though, Jeff. It is in the sense that, yes, you love it. It's an infusion. It helps you win, just like you said. But now there is no excuse, right? Especially in the conference that you're in.
The resources that you have compared to what the others have.
Resources now, yeah. Exactly. It's the other part of being that it's a double-edged sword that if you're not performing, if you are not
you'll take it, though. Like if you're Ryan or you're Penny, you'll take it, right?
You're jumping for joy today. You want the resources. The resources typically lead you to the more wins. But if you do not, it puts you in a position where, again, you're the issue now. It's not something you can put off on NIL or say, well, they've got more over at this other AAC school. That day's done. And so it's no excuse time as well for the coaches, because they're going to have what they need.
When I was talking to the NIL, to the FedEx folks this morning, they said, as you know, this is Brent Phillips. He said, as you know, when something works, we tend to double down on it. But he didn't mean that in terms of the University of Memphis. He meant, why not start with our hometown school? But I actually think that if this works, and if FedEx finds this to be an effective marketing campaign and a way of continuing to build their brand, you might see them contributing ultimately at some other schools. The one part of it that I'm a little confused about is, we know, you know, there's this whole question about whether NIL should be used for an inducement. I actually do wonder functionally, because it's the 901 Collective and Altius will help identify the players who are going to get this money. It's not going to be spread evenly across. It's not like that kind of a deal, right?
Right.
So you wonder if Penny right now is, you know, talking to to someone who just entered the portal. You wonder how functionally that works, like how they identify, you know, what he's going to be doing for FedEx, how much money is there available for that player,
right?
Because obviously it's not just going to be this situation where people show up and then they discover later how much, you know, the opportunities that are available for them. It will be an inducement. Right? For it to work, that's how it has to work, right?
I mean, the whole thing's pay for play, isn't it? Isn't that where we're at?
Yeah.
And that's what the NIL system's become. I'm at least a little bit more comfortable that this, and Lair touched on it with you. You touched on it. This is a little bit more like we envisioned, where at least you're getting
there's a service.
Yes. To fit for the and it's not just a collective that's handing over a check for you, you know, committing and then signing with Memphis. This felt like much more what we envisioned. All that said, though, in the end, Jeff, I can't argue what you're saying. It makes it more attractive for student athletes to come to the University of Memphis if there are more opportunities. And so that's what it is. And it puts you in this new era. You know, we can talk about, you know, whether we like it or not, but if you want to compete, you've got to have it. And so that's, you know, again, it's at this point, it's semantics. What I'm comfortable with in this situation is this is what we had hoped. You know, at least it'll be a situation where, again, these student athletes are part of their marketing and everything else. There's what it was intended for. And so they can't hold that against you either, right?
Right.
They can't say, well, this is just FedEx paying them. FedEx, no, there's going to be a
it
service
is funny.
Performed here by the student athlete. At least this was the way it was intended.
Remember when FedEx was going to, in that last round of real, in 2012, whenever that was, people rolled their eyes because Memphis was trying to buy their way in. Now, when SMU openly and blatantly buys their way in, no one gives a damn. You know,
it was held against us. SMU, they were lauded for it. You know, look at SMU buying them. Well, they've got the money to do it, and that's the new way.
Right.
But when it was Memphis, it was held against us that this big corporation would be willing to do something like that. But that's been the story. That's how they view us, Jeff.
Jason,
now they can't deny us, brother.
I'll be listening from 11 to 2. Thanks so much.
Take care. Good work,
Jason Smith. If you want to go back, how can people, if they want to hear what Laird had to say about this, Brad? Are they going to be up at some point?
Yeah, it's on the Odyssey app now. You can actually, if you want to go back, there's that little rewind thing in the app.
The little Odyssey app.
I'm going to also rewind. I'll post it as its own podcast as well.
Posted later as Laird explains how this remarkable commitment is going to work. It's a very good day.
Nice hour.
For the city of Memphis. I do wonder, will there someday, will Memphis cross the divide? And this gives me new hope. This does give me new hope. It's a reminder to me of why Memphis is special. It partly is special because how much it matters, right?
Yep.
How much it matters in the city. And that's that, and that translates into commitment. It translates into fans who are committed, and in the stadium, and whatever else. It translates into the pressure that the coaches feel that we talk about all the time.
Absolutely,
it translates into criticism. Mm-hmm. Like you're not, it translates into corporate support from the A1 gold plated. You know, where the hell would we be without them? FedEx. So
this is true.
Just extraordinary. And I do think the other point that Jason made is it does put pressure on, not pressure. I mean, if you compare the opportunity versus the pressure, Ryan Silverfield and Penny Hardaway are thrilled, right?
Right.
But it is exactly true that
you better win the AAC this year,
Silverfield.
Ryan
Silverfield doesn't have to, you know, talk about how, we don't have,
right.
You're not going to hear,
go
we don't have as much NIL money.
Right.
You have more NIL money. Right. Again, it's got a matching component, so it's $5 million bucks plus another $2.5 million in matching. That's $7.5 million that you have to spend. And I'm going to tell you this, South Florida doesn't have that.
No.
You know? There are national stories out there already. It dropped at The Athletic. It dropped at, is it called Sports? Where did I see it? Sports Rack? Sports?
Yep.
Sports. Is that what it's called?
That sounds right.
Sportico. It's called Sportico. Sportico. You know, this was a national release by FedEx, which is obviously a national company.
Chris Vanini is covering it. Ross Dellinger. Yeah. CBS Sports has a post it from 38 minutes ago.
That's exactly right. This is national news.
Yeah. The Washington Post, 1 minute ago, just posted.
There you go.
FedEx pledges $25 million over 5 years right there in the headline from the Washington Post.
From the Washington Post.
Yeah, it's right there. I just Googled it. So, yeah. I mean, this is a national story. And I do believe it's the largest NIL.
Yes, from a company.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Largest commitment.
Memphis Business Journal. Yeah,
largest commitment.
Yeah. Wow.
So there you go.
Good Friday. And it's the day in sports where it's a nice place to put it. So strategically, a pretty good job by Memphis for planning this at the right time, too.
All right. We are going to talk to Chris Harrington coming up next. Oh, here's another gold-plated Memphis institution, and that is O'Call. It really is... It is a store that most cities don't have an equivalent. And you can tell because you walk in there and there's a Peter Millar shop and there's a Faraday shop and there's a Cricket, there's a Viore shop. Like each one wants their own little corner of, it's not even that little, expansive in Oak Hall. The clothes are absolutely stunning. Secret sauce is the people. I'm still reminded of the time that JoJo, who's one of the salespeople out there, said that there was someone who that they wanted to FaceTime. They went through the closet, their own closet, and JoJo was like FaceTiming with them, like, keep this, throw that out, don't donate that, whatever, keep this. Like it is a different level of service there. I'm just telling you. They're extraordinary. And the clothes are beautiful. And it is spring.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.